Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, I received an advertisement in the mail, and I want to see if the loan makes sense or not for my company.
Okay, I can help you with that. Was there a 16-digit reservation number?
Yes, 2511 2901 0020 9637.
Okay, let me pull your information up here.
Thanks.
And I have LaserWave, Dr. Albert Hakim.
Oh, Mr. Everett, okay. Thank you for the degree.
Oh. And the number you're calling from, is this a business line?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And the address we have
Although
on file
I'm not sure
is...
which line went out. We had a bunch of lines.
Oh, okay. I have the 745-7764.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And we have an address on file, 24A Joyce Kilmer Avenue North in New Brunswick.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
It's working capital mostly. Our business is seasonal, and so it's just to alleviate stress on payroll and everything else.
What does your business do exactly?
We are designers and printers. We print packaging in China for our clients.
Okay. And your clients are in China?
No, my clients are in New York.
Oh.
They manufacture... I have a customer in New York. They make wireless accessories, for example, and they sell customers like Walmart and Target. They hire us to do the design photography of all of their work, and we produce all of the boxes in a factory in China.
Oh, I see.
And ship it to their factory in China, and then we invoice the customer a commission for all the products made. That's our business.
Got it.
And we also produce hardcover books and things like that, but that's the primary.
Okay, perfect. And then are you coming out of a slow season or going into a slow season?
We're in the middle of a busy season now.
Okay.
But it's from the time you do the work till the time you get paid is a drag, is a lag. So.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
1989.
Okay. Are you the sole owner there?
My brother and I are partners.
Okay. Is it 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Did you have an amount in mind that you thought would be helpful?
I don't need it all right now, but it would be like setting up a line. I guess 100, 150.
Okay.
I don't know what I would qualify for. I don't know what the rate is. I'm not sure what makes sense.
Okay.
So.
What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
1.2, 1.3 million.
Okay. Are you on track to do that this year, or less or more?
More or less.
Okay.
Within 10%.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
Do we have any working capital loans currently? We have a cabbage line of like 40 grand.
Okay.
Which I would want to retire.
Okay.
I'm looking for something that makes sense. We used to have a line with Bank of America and Chase.
Okay.
And then when 2008 rolled around, they basically closed those lines.
Yeah.
And paid them off.
Yeah.
So we paid them off. We have zero line of credit, and basically we function with our Amex and our, and then recently this cabbage thing. But in the long run, I need a little something more stable.
Okay. And then in terms of, I know you're going to be going into a slow season, but if you got the additional funding, would that help with maybe taking on additional projects or just bringing in more revenue for the business?
Yeah, it would. I mean, we're doing everything that we're doing. It's just we're just overpaying for financing.
Okay.
But basically, it would allow us to do a little bit more in terms of marketing, I guess. But.
Okay. What was the original cabbage loan amount?
I don't know, 60.
Okay. And so that wasn't a, did the, was that the most they were offering at that time?
I never really tried to get more. That's when we first started.
Okay. And do you guys ever purchase any equipment there?
We have a lease with Apple. We just leased about $30,000 worth of computers and photography.
Okay. We offer equipment financing as well if there's something down the road you may be looking to bring on. In terms of capital, we do have unsecured working capital lines. And I can explain how it works, and then we can see if it's going to be a good fit. I'll let you know what we would need to issue an approval, which we can typically do within a day and have you funded within a couple of days. So it's a pretty easy process. This would be an unsecured loan, so we're not going to ask for any assets or collateral. Typically, we see the term lengths on these programs range anywhere from 3 months out to 2 years, sometimes 3 years, and anywhere in between. So what we'll usually do is approve you for the longest term and then work backwards to find something that's going to make the most sense for you. In terms of a loan amount, we're currently approving up to about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So it's going to fall right in that range of what you're looking for, the 100 to 150. You'll be right in there. You don't have to take the full amount you get approved for. So say you get approved for 150, you really only need 75 right now. That's fine. You could just take that amount you need. And then halfway through your term, you would be eligible to pull from the funds again if you needed it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of repayment, we'll see anything from, it won't have an APR, but we'll see anything from 10 cents on the dollar up to 30 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. What determines these rate factors are certain industries. Sometimes it's the term length that you choose. So a lot of times the longer loans might have a higher payback. So that's kind of what we'll see. And then and credit will sometimes have a factor in there. If it's somebody with, credit maybe in the 500s or very low 600s, it could come into play, but not always. The good thing is most of the loans you can pay off at any time and receive a discount. And so you would be eligible for that as well.
Pay it off and pay a discount. So it's not a line of credit.
It's not a line. It's not going to be a line of credit like at Chase. It's not going to function in that way. It's going to function kind of like a line of credit in the sense that you can just kind of pull from that amount you've been approved for, and then every so many months, depending on how you set it up, you can pull from it again. Typically, people will renew.
No, I don't mean about pull. I don't mean about pulling. I mean about repaying. That if I want to, borrow money for 2 months and pay it all back, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Or I'm paying a 10 or 20% fee.
It's not a fee, so the discount will depend on the program you get approved for. I have some programs where you could pay the loan off at any time, and you get 25% off at any time you pay the loan off. And if you were to renew it, we would waive any remaining interest. I have some other programs where the discount depends on the month you pay it off. So obviously, let's say you had a one-year term. Month 11, there's not going to be that much interest left. So the discount would be pretty small. But if you paid it off in month 3, now you would get a pretty good-sized discount. And so for that one, we would create an addendum for you that has a breakdown per month what the discount would be for you. So you could either pay it off or you could renew it. It's very flexible.
Oh, it's flexible, but it's I'm trying to understand the cost involved. Okay.
The cost will be determined by what program you choose. So when you get approved, we'll give you a few different options. We might show you something that's going to be shorter term, you know, maybe it's 12 months or 9 months, and then maybe something a little bit longer, 15, 18 months, something like that, so you can compare and see what's going to make the most sense for you. A lot of businesses only need capital for a couple of months. They're waiting to get paid on projects. They're buying inventory at a discount. So they might want something shorter term. Some people might have a long-term project and they need a couple of years. So it's really up to you.
Okay.
Do you think that's something that would work, possibly?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Do you want me to email you what we would need to issue an approval?
Sure. I mean, is it basically this business loan application, or do you already have most of this already?
It would just be a one-page application, and we'll look at some bank statements, because it's a cash flow-based program.
Okay.
That we go off to determine what we can lend to you.
Okay.
What's a good email address for you?
Albert@laserwave.com.
Okay, perfect. What other options are you looking at right now? Considering.
What do you mean? What options am I looking at? With you?
What other options are you considering for the capital right now?
Oh, going the traditional bank SBA some type of route.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out if this makes sense. Like, is this more expensive than me just writing a credit card check to myself?
Uh-huh. How high does the credit card go up to?
I don't know. We have a bunch of different credit cards between me and my brother. But at 15% or whatever it is, it's predictable. It's based on the money when it's outstanding. I pay it back. Pretty
mm-hmm.
straightforward. Whereas this seems like... if I do a straight loan for 12 months and I make 12 payments, I could figure out what it's costing me. But anything other than that, if I pay it off early or whatever, I'm still paying for 12 months minus a small discount.
Correct? You would get a discount, yes. Would you need a longer term, or could you do something shorter?
No, I'm trying to find a more longer term solution in running my company why would I just do Cabbage alone? Why do I need this? So Cabbage got me out of a pinch when I needed it,
mm-hmm.
but that's not a long-term solution.
Right. Are they personal credit cards?
We have some personal, we have some business.
Okay.
I mean, I charge 30 grand a month on my Amex probably.
Mm-hmm. Business loan, it goes in your business credit, and you would get tax write-offs for it as well. So typically we see about 33% of the interest that is written off for taxes.
So you don't have my, because apparently I guess you don't have my credit history or my DMV or anything like that.
I don't have it in front of me. Typically, they only send these offers to people that do have good business credit.
Okay.
So I don't have that in front of me, but that's typically...
Okay, so what do you need from me, basically? You need three months of bank statements, 4 months, whatever.
6 months bank statements, one-page application, and then your tax return. You get to send me the first page. The 1120 is fine, just showing the revenue.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
And I'll email that.
I'll
see you. Yeah, I'll send it over.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
No? Okay. Sounds good. I'll send this over shortly.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.